Hey folks, dive into an imperfectly perfect life, Life Unscripted. Here, we sit down to the real, raw essence of navigating this roller coaster called life. Sherry leads at the helm, guiding you through the stories, insights, and a whole lot of heart. This spot, it's where we embrace the mess, the beauty, and everything in between. From personal growth to self-love, we're getting into it all with a side of laughs. So grab something cozy and let's jump in. Welcome to your new favorite hangout for life's unscripted adventures.
Hey, welcome back to An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. It's Sherry Lead here, diving into the messy, the beautiful, and the almost downright hilarious parts of life. Today, we're at episode 17. Can you believe it? I started this episode kind of in the beginning stages of my divorce process, and we're already at episode 17. And this podcast has changed a little bit as I've been growing and learning how to do this. So thank you for growing and learning with me. This is why I call my life imperfectly perfect. I go ahead and do these things and don't wait for them to become perfect, because if I did, then quite honestly, I would get nothing done. And I decided to start this three-part series, well, 3 weeks ago, we're on the last part right now, on finding balance in your life, because I find that that is almost the number one reason people come to me as a coach, is because they feel really imbalanced in their life. They're looking for this work-life balance or just this wheel of life balance. And in fact, I'm reminded of a conversation I had, actually almost an argument I had, not this past October, but about a year and a half ago. I was a speaker at an event, and a woman argued with me that there's no such thing as a balanced life, that it's impossible. And I disagree with her. And I think this is where we differ. I believe that when she was looking at this impossibility to find balance, it was because she was looking at this like wheel of life or these scales, expecting them to be equal in every area to show balance. And I don't agree with that definition of a balanced life. Having a balanced life isn't about putting equal energy into every aspect of your life. No, it's about making sure that your actions align with your identity in every area of your life. That's a balanced life. And once you find a balanced life, it allows you to weather the storms like divorce in a very healthy way, I would say, compared to the chaos that can happen if you are hit with a storm and you're already off kilter. So this is why it's important to really go through this process and find that balance that you're looking for so you can weather these storms. And we went through parts one and two in the last 2 weeks. Part one, step one to finding a balanced life, was sitting still with yourself for a while and getting to know yourself like you would a new friend, a new person, really understanding your identity. That's step one. Then step two that we covered last week was making sure that your actions in every area of your life, if you're looking at a wheel of life, every single area, your actions align with your identity. So here we go. Step three, boundaries. First off, let's get real. We've all been there. Saying yes when every fiber of our being is screaming no, whether it's staying late for work or maybe lending an ear to a friend for the umpteenth time to hear about what a loser her boyfriend is, or whatever the case may be, it's exhausting. So what's the secret sauce to changing that? It's boundaries. But not just any boundaries. It's about creating boundaries that can bend but don't break. Let's break this down with some real talk and actionable steps. Step one, know your non-negotiables. Picture this, you're at a buffet, but instead of food, it's all the things you value that are laid out on the table. What's going straight onto your plate? Is it respect? Time for yourself? Honesty? These are your non-negotiables, the core of your boundary setting menu. Write them down. Seriously, grab a pen and paper and write these down. Knowing these is like having a roadmap for when you need to say, hey, that's not cool. You'll immediately know when something's going against your values. Step two, the art of clear communication. Remember, setting boundaries is not selfish. This is where we channel our inner diplomat. It's about saying what you mean without being mean. It's not about confrontation. It's about clarification. It's about being able to say, I'm sorry, I'm unable to do X, Y, and Z right now. And if it's a friend that you're talking to, or even somebody else that respects you, they'll understand with very little questioning. If you feel like you're always on the hot seat every time you set a boundary or you're being interrogated, then you may have to check yourself, and maybe that person actually doesn't have your best interests in mind, and that person is not a friend. And now for the twist. Step three, flexibility. Imagine your boundaries are like those bendy straws. You know, those flexible wire straws that are kind of fuzzy on the outside. Some restaurants, I remember, used to give them to kids when my kids were little to occupy them while they waited for their food. They're firm enough to not flop over, but flexible enough to twist and turn as needed. And life's going to throw curveballs. Sometimes sticking to a boundary can cause more stress than it's worth. Ask yourself, is this situation calling for a bendy straw moment? If yes, adapt. One of my favorite, I don't know if it's a quote, but it's attributed to Charles Darwin. And I'm not going to quote it exactly, but he says something to the effect that it's not the strongest or the most intelligent species that survive, but it's the species that are the most adaptable. So if the situation is calling for a bendy straw moment, adapt. It's not about compromising your values when you have to adapt and change your boundaries. It's about choosing your battles. Last but not least, trust your gut. This is your built-in boundary detector. If something feels off, it probably is. Your gut's telling you, hey, I'm not okay with this, or yeah, this is good for me. Listen to it. It's smarter than you think. And I have to tell you, you know, I started this podcast because of my divorce, and that initially was the impetus of this to help other people who are going through divorce navigate their divorce. I know a big issue for a lot of people is when they should get divorced because it's a scary thing. And there I have to say, listen to your gut.
Hold up, team. Quick heart to heart. Loving what you're hearing? Hit that subscribe button. It's a small click for you, but a giant leap for our community. Feeling extra awesome? A review would be stellar. It's how we spread the love, reaching more ears, and keep this conversation going. Big thanks for making this space even more special. Now let's roll back into the goodness of today's chat.
Before we wrap up, here's a pro tip, and this is actually very important. It's the boundary check-in. Every now and then, take a moment to reflect on your boundaries. Are they still serving you? Do they need a tweak? Life changes, and so do we. And it's okay for your boundaries to evolve as well. In fact, they should. Sometimes we are still working with boundaries that we set up years ago. Long before we became the confident people we are today, we could be still using boundaries that we established as, you know, little kids, as teenagers. So check those boundaries, because if your boundaries don't evolve with you, they can actually change. Instead of helping you, they could end up keeping you stuck. So don't forget the boundary check-in every so often to make sure your boundaries are still serving you. So there you have it. Setting boundaries with the kind of flexibility that doesn't just help you survive, but helps you thrive. It's about respect, clear communication, knowing when to be a bending straw, and trusting your gut. That wraps up our three steps to living a balanced life. Remember, it's not about investing equal energy into every aspect of your life, Goodness, that would be exhausting. So don't try that. But it's about aligning your actions with your identity, setting boundaries while giving yourself the permission to be flexible. Until next week, keep living that imperfectly perfect life and catch you on the flip side.
And that's a wrap on today's journey with an imperfectly perfect life, Life Unscripted. Massive thanks to Sherry Lead for dropping wisdom, sharing laughs, and keeping it 100% real. Remember, it's those imperfectly imperfect moments that truly define us. Excited for more? Stay tuned by hitting subscribe and sharing your thoughts with a review. Inspired to dive deeper? Sherry's here to light the way. Check out animperfectlyperfectlife.com for a chat with her. Keep rocking those imperfections with pride, folks. Until next time, keep writing your story with guts, love, and a bit of daring. Catch you on the next episode.